Hi, it's Brendan Reed.
And this is Dwayne McGinnigan.
We're working for FF Magazine. We're going to conduct a little reporter, old newspaper man style interview with each other.
Typewriters, pen and paper. So, Brendan, I'm flipping through these magazines. These high gloss, you know,
high paid,
high fashion,
high fidelity,
highfalutin, high what have you. I just wonder what your thoughts are on the direction that the FFF magazine will take in relation to the direction that all of these.
Let me begin here. We got our own kind of spectacle coming at you, and it's this kind.
Le bon
it's shrimp
spectacle.
On the Barbie. It's a couple cartoons.
Now,
it's here and there and there and there.
Well, yeah, we are taking.
She's an Australian stowaway.
I understand, man.
It's all there down there in the paper.
Tell the little anecdote.
An anecdote is. Puff picks you up. You've been the port of call known as Australia.
Okay.
Man. And there, in the space of storage stowaway, her name is Shrimp on the Barbie.
Spectacle.
My original conception for the magazine, really just to make a mysterious magazine. I wanted to make a mystery magazine that really kind of like the old magazines, an old newspaper man style. For my magazine,
Brandon,
if magazine.
Brandon.
Yeah.
So does it represent the kid gloves on the floor or the absence of the kid gloves on the hands?
In Montreal, Canada, where I asked you a very straight and poignant question.
It's like a clothesline, you know, you put one piece of clothing on the line, you wheel it out a bit, you put a completely different piece of clothing on this line.
So,
but they're all attached to the same clothesline and they're all being stretched out across the alley. So
what are your intentions for distribution of the magazine? I realize this first copy is sort of a teaser, a taste, as far as just being black and white.
I would like to cover something. Not necessarily like,
music.
This band is doing really well.
No freaking way.
You know, no.
Good call. I mean, I've got to take a call. Just a second. Hello?
Hi, this is your friend. Know what FFF stands for? Fake, phony, and fuck that.
Lick a boo. Look, Dwayne. There was a time when music was the center of your life when you were the lead singer for the family.
That was not the center of my life. Was more
Thursday night life drawing.
That
it's all come around.
You've coming
so
back around.
I have to
nothing.
A magazine.
I have
called
nothing.
FFF.
I have absolutely nothing right now.
And you're trying to pour the family.
The fruits. And we won't say what that other F is for.
And we won't because this review is concluded.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's concluded because the rest of the segment is just you solo. I'm out.
Well, Brandon's going to get us juice.
Huh.
Will you get me a glass of juice, Brandon?
You got it.
All right. I am going to talk to you about this fashion model that I keep seeing in this magazine, Black Book. This magazine's over a year old, but there's two photographs I want to talk about. The first is for a company called Luscious, 1-800-709-7659, trade inquiries only. And it's just a picture of a woman standing with her hands behind her back and her head down and her hair all tousled. And there's only pretty much like three colors in the whole picture, but it's really, really luscious and hot. That's all. But the other one I wanted to talk about is Exotic, with its eyes and gold rings and bling bling, ice floss and ice, sunglasses counting the money that he made. Whew. Yeah.
FFF Magazine.